Symphony and C's new music director grew up in Bulgaria, studied in Paris, and has lived on both coasts of the U.S. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, he brings enthusiasm and a wealth of experience learning from some of today's most masterful conductors.
Growing up, he sang in a choir and played piano and oboe, and later a little violin. The first orchestral piece Stylian Kirov conducted was Haydn's 100th Symphony.
I was really fascinated by it, but I love everything I conduct at the moment, and I think as musicians we should put our minds in this state, that we really embrace the pieces that we are performing.
Pieces like Tchaikovsky's 4th Symphony, on the program of Symphony in C's season opener.
What is always fascinating is for this particular symphony, it's really music that is very honest. It really comes from the heart.
As associate conductor of the symphonies in Seattle and Memphis, Kirov worked with Ludovic Morlot and Mayan Chen. He's also covered, studied, or worked with Bernard Haitink, Stéphane Deneuve, and Christoph von Dohnányi, as well as the late James DePriest and Raphael Frubeck de Burgos, among others.
I was very lucky, actually, to work with so many wonderful conductors, and I believe that being conductor of today, you need to have open mind and you need to embrace the opportunities to make music and make the best you can of every single concert, because you will affect people's life and you want to change people's life through music. That's our mission.
Symphony in C, an orchestra of young professionals, this season performs 5 regular orchestral programs, 2 geared to young people and 3 chamber music programs.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.